February 24, Genesis 25:29-34, twisted values. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Genesis 25:34. Esau had no love for devotion, no inclination to a righteous life. The requirements that accompanied the spiritual birthright were an unwelcome and even hateful restraint to him. The law of God, which was a condition of the divine covenant with Abraham, was regarded by Esau as a yoke of bondage. Bent on self-indulgence, he desired nothing so much as liberty to do as he pleased. To him, power and riches, feasting and reveling, were happiness. He gloried in the unrestrained freedom of his wild, roving life. There are very many who are like Esau. He represents a class who have a special, valuable blessing within their reach, the immortal inheritance, life that is as enduring as the life of God, the creator of the universe, happiness immeasurable and an eternal weight of glory, but who have so long indulged their appetites, passions, and inclinations that their power to discern and appreciate the value of eternal things is weakened. Esau had a special strong desire for a particular article of food, and he had so long gratified self that he did not feel the necessity of turning from the tempting, coveted dish. He thought upon it, making no special effort to restrain his appetite until the power of appetite controlled him, and he imagined that he would suffer great inconvenience and even death if he could not have that particular dish. The more he thought upon it, the more his desire strengthened until his birthright, which was sacred, lost its value and its sacredness. Esau passed the crisis of his life without knowing it. What he regarded as a matter worthy of scarcely a thought was the act which revealed the prevailing traits of his character. It showed his choice, showed his true estimate of that which was sacred and which should have been sacredly cherished. He sold his birthright for a small indulgence to meet his present wants, and this determined the after course of his life. Esau represents those who have not tasted of the privileges which are theirs, purchased for them at infinite cost, but have sold their birthright for some gratification of appetite or for the love of gain.